All right, so I will give you guys the big announcement. We're not going to bury the lead here. Most important thing, we have a Keepstar anchoring right now. We are moving forward. I told you guys we're going to keep moving forward. We're moving forward. It will be anchoring in a few moments. We will be moving everyone forward from N3 to attack further up. This has always been part of the plan. N3 has been a temporary staging system. So, some of you are formed in the Keepstar to make sure that the anchor goes fine. I don't think our enemies even knew this Keepstar was anchoring until long after we dropped it. So that has been pretty funny. We haven't hyped it at all because we don't feel like we need to. And we will be packing up. Pack up your capitals. Should be easy. Everything's in N3. You guys already packed before. Just throw it in again. We're moving forward. This will put us in direct range of EFM, which is the entrance to the drone lands. It'll put us in range of most all the parts of Innsmouth that we want to hit. Right now, they've been taking fights that have been outside of our capital range that will no longer really be an issue for them, or an option for them, I should say, that they can actually take fights outside of capital range. We will be in direct range. So pack up. We're moving forward. We are going forward. We're not stopping. You know, we have the impetus. You guys have been incredibly strong this week. Flashroom has been amazing. Numbers have been amazing. And we're going to keep it that way. We've been planning. We have a plan for the next week and the week after. And you guys are going to like it. Trust me on that one. So get ready, get packed. We're going to get going. Numbers have been great. The one thing I will say, guys, is we need more Lodgy. We are in the post-patch thing. There's going to be a lot of Lodgy being shot. We need to have more Lodgy showing up. So, guys, get in Lodgy, get in Bazzies, get in Guardians if we ever call for them, that kind of thing. You know, be there in Lodgy, be ready to go. We need a ton of Lodgy. I don't want our FCs having to be like, guys, come on, more Lodgy before we undock, more Lodgy. Just make it easy for them. Get in Lodgy. Lodgy is going to be the most important ships for these fights now, okay? So Lodgy straight away. I can't stress this enough. Our numbers have been amazing. Is someone lancing? Oh, my goodness. Why is someone lancing? Oh, that's a Reaper. That's a Reaper. Well, it looked cool. I'll say that. Wow.
Look, the first time anybody fired a Reaper.
Yeah. Literally the first Reaper I've ever seen, I think. Except where they got a release. All right. So, I got some notes to tell you guys, then ask questions, then we're moving forward. All right. CAD in Delve. Obviously, I was just telling our guys that the enemies appear to have BDS, that's Brave Derangement Syndrome. All they think about is Brave all the time. They are obsessed. They're weirdos about it. They're odd. But they've got BDS. They're just focusing on Brave. So we need CAD. Lots of CAD. Get your Delve jump clones if you don't have them. We are going to be fighting in Delve. Like, that's going to be, especially if you're EU time zone, a lot of Delve fighting. Like, you guys have been like, hey, I want to fight. There have been fights in Delve pretty much every day. So get your CAD and get your clones in Delve, okay? Tons of fights there to be had.
Important point from Alterari in chat. Please send Isk to your CAD alt so that you don't have to swap back and forth to get Isk. Please have enough money for a reship while you're at it.
Great point. Bashy asked me to mention air skill point doubling. Can someone talk about this? Because I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I got it.
Great.
So the air career program, even if you haven't intentionally interacted with it, you probably do a bunch of shit in game that is applied to it. They doubled the rewards for Omegas. So you just want to go into like the activities menu, I want to say. Somebody can correct me. They're probably going to be more right than I am. And when you open that up, you're just going to be able to click a button and claim a bunch of extra skill points that you didn't have. Activities, second down from the top, air career program. Thank you, Elysium.
All right, I'm not going to do it because I have to focus on other things, but yeah. There you go. Guys, guess what? Do you know what we need more of? You're going to be shocked by this. You're going to be really surprised. PI. PI is important. We need more PI. Is that a bingo for anyone? There you go. Especially robotics is needed right now for guns. So PI, and then we're doing a ton of move ops to N3, obviously now moving forward from there. Don't go on yourself. They're camping the route. It's not really them. It's just random people, but you know, go ahead and wait for a move up. We are doing a ton of them. So, all right. I will answer a few questions. We had a lot to do today, so I'm not going to be out here for the next 30 minutes, but you got questions, throw them out here. I will try to answer them. Please do not ask me, you know, hey, when's the next Titan fight? I'm just going to give you future plans. Don't ask a question that you're not going to answer to. Up after Fireside. Yes, we will be doing moves immediately after the Fireside, immediately after we're done here.
There was an ask about capital move ops. We've probably had 50% of the time between the State of the Goonian and now there's been a Sino chain fleet up. You need to look for it. You need to check your pings. It goes to all the cap sigs and crap swarm. So if you don't have, the skills for the combat, but you can jump it around, join crap swarm. Can somebody link that in Elysium, please?
Charnik says multi-boxing badges is painful. People want cap chain every second, even in zero enemy systems. Asher, any comment? So yeah, I have noticed that too, Charnik. That comes from a good place. Our guys want to get the chain up. They want to do chain practice. We used to do that because goons are really bad at chaining. I think goons have got good enough at chaining that we probably don't need to do it in every system.
They have
it. I will talk to our I will talk to our logic guys about it because it is a pain point for multi-boxing. So we'll discuss that. I think we can pull back on that, get the chain up in every system thing. Cap move op to new staging. Yes, immediately after this glowing bulb. It is direct cap move ops for everything to come to ULEX to this, so it's super easy. Everyone who says we're bad at chaining, you really did not miss the dark times when we were terrible at it. And we're bad at everything, but we're better than we were before. Lenora says don't multibox. That is the wrong answer, dude. That is entirely the wrong answer.
Yeah. Don't multibox poorly, but if you can do it, do it.
Victoria asks, is Logi booster okay to multibox? Yeah, perfect. He or she says that was my plan, and yes, 100%. When will we get expedition upgrades at home? Vivian, that's not really on our mind right now. Like, we're going to get them, but, you know, we got a lot of stuff that we're focusing on.
The constellation between N3 and X2 has one, if you want to mess with the new sites.
Daniel says, triple box Logi during tie-dye, easy. Triple box Logi without tie-dye, crack pipe required. Yeah, that's fair enough. We agree.
Fantastic.
That was good.
Don says, we are deployed, this is home. Yeah, correct. When we are deployed, you know, wherever we are is our home while we're deployed. Is Gobbin saying he's winning? It's a good question, says Soft Insanity. No, he's being very...
quiet?
Yeah, that's a reasonable way to say. He's focusing a lot on, like, their getting their crabbing up. There's a lot of talk about mining. There was a Billy post that was interesting to read a couple days ago on Reddit where he talked about, you know, how money doesn't matter in wars and all this kind of stuff. And, it, you know, tempting to, you know, say it's cope. It's not really. It's just they view the game in a totally different way than we do. You know, I was talking to an unrelated autocrat, and he was like, you know, we were talking about this offensive, and he says something that I think you guys will really like to hear. He's like, you know, goons are going to go forward. They're going to attack. They want to get a fight, and they don't mind taking a fight, you know, wherever it is. Like, you know, and they'll put themselves in a bad position to get a fight, and that's just not Horde. You know, he said the Horde, that's not them. They will only take a fight if it's a really good scenario for them. And he's like, it's just different, you know, styles, and we prefer yours. And I'm like, thank you. Like, that's what we want to hear. That is our goal. The Horde that crabs is excellent, Roa. We like that one. Daz just asked me a question. He teased me up with a softball. Is it a good idea to throw supers or capitals around the ULX right now? Can I sneak a few quick crab beacons and impasse even though Beehive is down? Can a Oracle mine in an ice system? Is Delve 911 still open to save me? None of those things are true. We are not sending people back home. Do not throw your stuff out. Thank you, Diogenes. Will we get an NPC station in Dronelands once we burn it down? Asks Zavindo Sarober. So that's actually one of our major concerns, is if we ever went, you know, full hog into drones and tried to move in there, we have a real concern that as soon as we do, CCP would decide that now is the time to have NPC space in drones, which, you know, makes us not as interested in it as, you know, it would be if it was sort of a guaranteed it would stay like it is. So that is a real concern. But that's certainly a long time future plans thing. How supply market on N3, any specific thing we need to supply? So we are looking for builders. Yeah, if you guys can build Vultures, Bazzies, Raven Navy issues, to a lesser degree, Rokes, and support ships, we want you on the market. We talked to some of our like alliance level builders that are doing it for the alliance. They're going to move their prices up a little bit. The reason is we want to make room for builders to come in under them. So if you're a private builder, we want you to be able to get the alliance, you know, stuff at a percentage that makes you some money, but is convenient and not ripping off our members. That is the most important part. So we know you're not working for free, but our members also need to pay, you know, fair prices. So we're trying to make that happen right now. So if you're building, go for it. Is there a name for this war? Some people suggest the Capsaicin Conflict, but I don't think we're one weekend. We don't think we have a good name for it yet. Let's see what happens. Usually an event gives it the name. Rose says, I've done 900 ships this week. Excellent. The Keep Tar War? Yeah, maybe. Kyra says, the Great Retreat. You know, I don't, like, we're not going to put any feathers in our cap until this thing's over, okay, guys? So we have an objective that is to drive Horde out of Innsmouth. It is what I told you during the SOTG. So do not get, you know, acquainted with Hugh. If you're familiar with Hugh Breeze, we avoid him as best as we can. So I don't want anyone celebrating any victories because we have not won shit yet. We have taken, you know, 29 systems. We've killed 12 forts and we moved forward one Keepstar. That is all we've done. We've done nothing else yet. So I need you guys in fleets. I need you guys in lodges. I need you guys in caps. I need you guys ready. Like, we're no life in it here. I've been doing 10 to 14 hours a day of Eve, you know, like I'm here with you. We're no life in it. We're winning a war. We're going hard. All right. So, that, but no hubris, no arrogance. All right. Drop ass. Where are the cap battles? So we are in capital range now of almost every system that they have left. So, the chances are much higher now than before. Weasel asks, should I call in sick my first swing back after my 7-week holidays to keep playing Eve? Weasel, that is a personal life decision. Don't make any, don't make anything that's really bad for you, but, you know, I think you'll know what timer, if you know, you'll want to call in sick for, if you want to do that. But we have never asked anyone to call in sick. We've asked people to alarm clock. We've asked people to miss some sleep. We have done that before. We'll probably do it again. But, you know, most timers, you know, just show up if you're there. You know, be around your computer. Be watching your pings. Be ready to fight. You know, that's what we're asking. People asking about when will this fight happen, when will that fight happen. Guys, it takes two to tango. We know what we want. We know what we want to do. We're here. We're ready to go. It's all up to them, you know. Do they want the same thing? We'll see. I can't force them to do anything. I can do what I told you, which is we're going to keep pushing, and that's what we're doing this week. We have gone forward. We have taken everything around N3 that we wanted, and now we're pushing forward. That's what I can promise you. Forward, impetus, push hard, go forward again, push hard, see if they show up or see if they run. That's all we can do, right? So the goal is Innsmouth. Excuse me. The goal is Innsmouth, pushing their sob, going for it. That's what we're doing. Push them out. If they want to fight, they can. If they want to retreat in front of their guys, they can. Like, their guys are watching just as much as we are, right? So, man, apologies about that. Their guys are just watching just as much as we are. And if they see them running backwards and saying, hey, floodplains, that's fine. They've been saying floodplains a lot. And I really dislike them saying floodplains. The reason why is because it totally ignores what we did with floodplains. Like, we did say floodplains. We said Fountain, Quirius. Those are floodplains in World War B. And then we defended them. Floodplains didn't mean we don't want this space. It means we're going to slow you down. We're going to fight you on the floodplains. And they're not doing that. So let's see if they actually do floodplains, or if they care at all. I don't know. That's what I can tell you. We're going to keep pushing. That's all I can tell you. We push. We push until they fight. We're going to keep pushing. We have a goal. If they're going to run and not do the goal at all, that's on them. You guys show up, be ready to fight, be ready to win. That's all you can do. I'm going to help you write your Eve story. I told you when you got here, we're writing a story, and I'm going to help you do it. And we're going to keep pushing until we get one of those stories, okay? And that's what I can promise you. All right, thanks, guys. We're moving out to a Keepstar, and we are going forward.
Keepstar is online. Keepstar is online.
We're going right now. We're moving forward. We have a new stager. Get packed up. Let's go. We're pinging. See you on fleets. Bye.